Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump unveils his plan for health care. We have the story.
Kansas lawmakers look to create more oversight in Topeka. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The record high for today is 96 degrees, and we're not going to tie or break it, but we're certainly going to get close. Our summer-like weather forecast is on the way.
Police are investigating a shooting last night near 25th and Poplar in northeast Wichita. Police received several calls from people hearing gunshots and seeing a person lying on the ground. Officers found a 25-year-old man with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. President Trump spoke in the battleground state of North Carolina Thursday, unveiling his new health care plan.
If we win, we will have a better and less expensive plan that will always protect individuals with pre-existing conditions. If we lose, what we have now is better than the original version of Obamacare by far. Much better. Much better. Again, we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions.
The president said he is signing the first ever executive order to establish that it is the official policy of the United States government to protect patients with pre-existing conditions. But the Affordable Care Act signed by President Obama actually prohibits health insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. Kansas lawmakers have begun moving toward giving more of their colleagues a say in how the state manages emergencies like the coronavirus pandemic.
Chairman of the House Judicial Committee, Representative Fred Batten, tells KSN News the legislature should consider creating a new panel with permanent oversight of how the governor handles prolonged emergencies.
How do we ensure statewide representation? How do we have more voices on that council that serves in the place of the legislature when we're not here?
The committee also said lawmakers should look at making it easier to reconvene later in the year after their annual spring session has concluded. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Revenue at the four state-owned casinos and through Kansas lottery ticket sales plunged nearly $100 million last fiscal year as COVID-19 undermined operations at illegal games of skill and chance.
The Reflector reports that Stephen Durrell, executive director of the Kansas Lottery, said the casinos in Dodge City, Mulvane, Pittsburgh, and Kansas City, Kansas, closed March 23rd and didn't reopen for 2 months. By the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, the casinos reported revenue declines of 15% to 20%, for a total decline of $77 million compared to the previous fiscal year. Overall revenue slumped from $411 million to $334 million. The draw and instant lottery games available with the Kansas Lottery remained available despite the spread of COVID-19. Sales of lottery tickets in Kansas slipped about $20 million, or 7%. Interest in the large jackpot games, such as Powerball, suffered the greatest decline, Durrell said, while more modest instant scratch lottery tickets did better.
Kansas Information Network's Brett Swigert reporting there. A high honor for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's flag-draped casket will rest on the Lincoln Catafalque in Statuary Hall. The late justice will become the first woman to lie in state here.
I'm an historic time for an historic woman. Did more for the equality of women than anybody in our history.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other congressional leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, will attend a memorial service for Justice Ginsburg. For the past 2 days, Ginsburg has laid in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court as thousands of mourners pass by outdoors to pay respects. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we've got some good news and some sad news from the Kansas City Royals, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit.
September is Suicide Prevention Month. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care?
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. September is Suicide Prevention Month. Deidre Manis with ComCare of Sedgwick County tells KNSS News, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S.
In 2018, we lost 48,344 Americans to suicide. And that's not even counting. So in 2018, we also had 1.4 million suicide attempts.
96 people committed suicide in Sedgwick County last year. The local suicide hotline is 660-7500. Deidre Manis is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. After speculation, his case would be dismissed earlier this week, and NFL owner is now in the clear criminally.
After another high court ruling blocking the use of video evidence, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft had the charges of soliciting prostitution levied against him dropped on Thursday.
Without these videos, we cannot move forward with our prosecutions.
Florida State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg in a video conference as the latest appeal by prosecutors failed to clear surveillance from the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, allegedly showing Kraft pay for and received sexual favors last year.
The Attorney General was concerned, and we agreed, that the Supreme Court could expand the appellate court's ruling to ban hidden cameras.
Kraft is still subject to punishment from the NFL under their personal conduct policy. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, COVID-19 has drowned many businesses. An online company specializing in fishing gear is not only staying afloat, but it's also been reeling in new customers across the country at a record pace.
Who knew that the pandemic would lead to an explosion in fishing? I'm at a company called Catchco. It's an online fishing retailer based in Chicago, founded by CEO Ross Gordon in the garage of his Evanston home.
When we first got news of the pandemic and retailers were closing, they started to cancel their orders, and we thought that could be it for the business. Shortly after that, we saw an explosion in our online sales as more and more people got into the sport of fishing, and we've just been trying to keep up ever since.
In some ways, it's the ideal COVID-19 sport, a way to catch a fish and not catch a virus. At the headquarters of Catchco in Chicago, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning unchanged once again. Been about 9 weeks or so since we've really had a change in those gasoline prices out there. That average does still seem to be $1.93 or $1.94 a gallon. I have seen better out there, including $1.87 a gallon this morning at 21st Street North and Amadon. $1.87 there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great because you know what? It's Friday. Did you know that? It's Friday.
No, I didn't. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah. But, you know, I was talking on Kansas Today. I feel like Friday doesn't always get the attention that it deserves, you know, the credit that it deserves. Because, you know, we say it's Friday, and then we just go right back into news and weather. But just make sure everybody that's listening out there, just soak in everything that Friday has to offer. But, Steve, we'll also have to make sure that we stay cool at the same time, because Friday's going to bring us some heat.
Well, yeah, you can make up a little song, maybe, that you could sing on the air. What do you think? On TV.
Okay, see, you're... You're putting me on the spot. This isn't American Idol, Steve. I need some time to come up with this so-called
song. This is America's Got Talent is what this is. Tell us what the
well,
week
sounds like. I got some homework to do. Got to figure out that song.
Weekend shape.
But
up.
For now, for now, dealing with the forecast and singing the tune of some late summer warmth out there, even though we're now into fall, we've got 90s in the forecast, 91 for a high today in Wichita. Mostly sunny skies. Still could be a little bit of haze out there, but air quality overall still in pretty good shape. South winds breezy at 10 to 20, and they'll still be on the breezy side once we get into the evening hours, but it's just going to be a general tumble after dark when it comes to our temperatures, back down to a low of 66. So we do have a pretty nice Friday evening ahead. Sky staying mostly clear, too. And then mostly sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow. And we'll be able to heat back up to 92 as well. We do have a cold front that's going to be on the approach, but it looks like it won't start to move in until Saturday night heading into Sunday. Winds, though, picking up a little bit more out of the south at 10 to 25. And then once we get into our Sunday, that cooler air arriving, dipping our highs down to only 80 degrees. But we'll also have a 10% chance of a sprinkle or shower. I know it's been dry, so any raindrops will be welcomed. But we will have to make sure that we also just make sure that we're staying weather aware, too. I know it's late September, but there is a marginal risk in place for severe weather just to our south and east, where there could be a stronger storm or two capable of hail, maybe some gusty winds. So we'll just have to watch out for that late Sunday afternoon and evening. After that, stronger push of cooler air, 70s to 60s through the upcoming work week. So fall once again arriving, and it looks like it should stick around a little bit longer this time. Right now we're at 63, pleasant out there with fair skies, south winds, 10 miles an hour, a little bit stronger as we go through the day, and then a dew point of 61. But again, otherwise it doesn't really feel or look too bad out there.
Sounds good. Sounds like a great forecast. Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning, September 25th. On this date in 1973, multiple families of tornadoes, among them one violent F4 and three strong F3s, roared from around Lindsberg, Kansas, through Salina to 7 miles northeast of Beatrice, Nebraska.
Wow.
The combined length of all the tornado tracks was around 150 miles. The tornadoes caused around $6 million damage, killed one person, and injured 46. Towns that were hit particularly hard were Salina, Bennington, New Cambria, Lynn, and Niles, Kansas. So, yeah, that was a big deal. 1973, an outbreak, you might say, of tornadoes. On this date in 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female justice on the Supreme Court, nominated by Ronald Reagan.
Hey.
How about that? And now, of course, one of our female Supreme Court justices has died.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's speculation is that on Saturday, President Trump is going to put forth a nominee, which will be there. Everybody's thinking it's going to be a woman there, three or four that are very, very strong candidates. That's coming up. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency has found no evidence of any kind of widespread voter fraud in the U.S. Speaking before a Senate committee Thursday, Wray said they had not found any kind of coordinated national voter fraud effort in a major election, whether it's by mail or otherwise. Said launching a voter fraud scheme on a scale that would influence a federal election would be a major challenge. It would be very, very tough to do anything on that scale. And FBI Director Wray says, yeah, not a problem. You know, we had several years ago, there was talk of people voter fraud in Kansas and protecting the polls and all that. And at that time, I went to the Sedgwick County election commissioner at that time. Can't remember who it was, but I can never remember the guy's name. But I asked him about it. He said, nah, we've never had a problem in Sedgwick County, any at all. Never. So there's obviously there could be some, but I'm not the person who's going to lie awake at night, worrying that somebody's going to vote illegally.
Yeah.
It's a great big country of ours. What else we got going? Oh, I got to tell you the story of the troublesome baboon.
Really?
You know, baboons are they're pretty goofy looking, but these things can be pretty seriously violent, ugly animals. Well, this one's been evicted from a seaside village in South Africa. Activists are now demanding he be returned home. Kataza was relocated from the edges of Cape Town to a nearby area late last month after city authorities decided enough was enough. They claim he was responsible for leading other baboons in his troop on raids through the village where they would invade houses, knock over trash cans, and steal fruit and vegetables from gardens. One activist says Kataza is now wandering alone in an unfamiliar area and sleeping in a prison yard. Aw. There are around 500 urban baboons in the greater Cape Town area, and they have been a complicated issue for authorities for years. They're having a hard time getting rid of the baboons. This is, like I said, an interesting animal, and I understand they can be quite violent. Several years ago, I had a little television show that I did on KPTS, or not KPTS, on Fox 24. It was called Kansas Chronicles, and we went out, I would go out and do different stories on small communities. We did one segment, it was a weekly show, did one segment on this side of the county zoo. And I was with the zoo director, I think it was Ron Blakely, can't remember the name exactly. We were in his little golf cart shooting this scene in front of the primate area there, in front of the baboon cage, okay? And he said, you know, the funny thing about animals is, especially your primates, they do not like you to look them in the eye.
Ah.
And I thought, oh, come on.
There's a tip.
Yeah. I said, all right, that can't be serious. He said, no, really. It upsets them. So obviously on camera, I'm saying, oh, I'm going to try it. And I stared this guy in the eye, and sure enough, a big handful of chat came flying out of it and nailed us. They don't like people looking them in the eye.
Oh, okay.
Baboons. Okay. There's your baboon update for today. 718, Steve and Ted, KNSS. And we've got sports time now with Jad Chambers talking about the Royals. Season's just about over, right?
That's right. And Royals outfielder Alex Gordon announced yesterday he is going to retire from baseball. That'll be effective this Sunday following the season finale against the Detroit Tigers. Gordon, seven-time Rawlings Gold Glove Award winner, ranks amongst the franchise's all-time leader in most offensive categories. Third in walks, fourth in home runs, fifth in doubles and extra base hits, sixth in runs, hits, and RBIs. So, yeah, Gordon played his entire 14-year career with the Kansas City Royals from 2007 to 2020, making him one of three position players to play 14 or more seasons with the Royals. That's including just George Brett at 21 seasons and Frank White at 18. The Kansas City Royals started up their season-ending series at home versus Detroit last night. You heard it over on KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
They're ready now. Here's the 3-1. A swing and a drive in the alley, left center field, and that ball's going to find the gap. It will bang up against the wall, and no, it's gone. A home run by Michael Franco. That looked like it hit the base of the wall, but it cleared it, and the Royals are back in front.
Yeah, home run there. The Royals go back in front, and they get the win, 8-7 over the Detroit Tigers last night. And tune in tonight for Royals baseball over on KFH at 6:30. Zisheng, Marty Doe, Jared Wolf, and Billy Tom Sargent all shot opening rounds of 7-under at 63 Tuesday to share in the early lead at the Wichita Open, supporting Wichita's youth at Crestview Country Club. Just one back from the lead at 6-under, former KU golfer Brad Hoffinger, as well as Taylor Dixon, Mark Baldwin, and Mark Blakefield in the Corn Ferry Tour's annual tournament here in Wichita. Tune in right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS for live coverage of the Wichita Open with Mike Kennedy this Saturday and Sunday starting at 1 p.m. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said on Thursday that top cornerback Chevarius Ward, who missed last week's win over the Chargers with a fractured hand, is going to return to practice in some capacity and could play in their Monday night showdown versus the Ravens. The Chiefs are also due to get defensive tackle Mike Fennell, who had to serve a two-game suspension to start the season. Different team, familiar result for Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Jacksonville Jaguars last night on Tuesday Night Football in the NFL. You heard it over on KFH. Fitzpatrick got three touchdowns, led Miami to a 31-13 victory last night. He became the first NFL quarterback to get six wins over the same opponent with six different teams.
Wow.
He's beaten Jacksonville with Cincinnati in 2008, Buffalo in 2012, Tennessee 2013, Houston in 2014, the New York Jets in 2015, and
now Miami in 2020.
Variety.
Yeah. Way to go. Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Miami Dolphins beating Jacksonville 31-13 last night. Two more high school football teams in the Wichita area. Idle in week four. Thursday, Cape and Mount Carmel canceled its game at Great Bend because of a positive COVID-19 test. Cape and officials said in a news release that they still intend to play out the rest of their 2020 football schedule. And May South announced it's not going to compete after campus announced that it had a positive test as well. K-State normally travels to road games in Oklahoma on a chartered flight. Not this year. They're going to be taking six buses instead. No one will have to share a seat. The team will travel home on a chartered flight, though. K-State takes on number 3 Oklahoma tomorrow. Kickoff at 11 o'clock. It's College Football Saturday over on KFH, starting with Florida at Ole Miss at 10:30 a.m. Then Saturday afternoon, KU football on KFH. KU on the road facing Baylor. Pregame start on that one at 5 p.m. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
You know, I got to tell you, I was sitting in a Wranglers game at the Lawrence Dumont Stadium with my wife several years ago, and some great young guy named Hosner, and there was a guy named Gordon playing. And I said, you know, look at that Gordon. I said, Sonny, that guy's going to be a star someday.
Yep.
Well, it wouldn't be hard to tell. I mean, in his first full season, okay, he hit in the minor leagues, he hit 29 homers, stole 22 bases, on-base slugging over 1,000. In his first full season, this was with Double-A Wranglers. By midseason, Gordon was receiving accolades for being one of the best hitting prospects in baseball. He was on the 2006 All-Star game, and he led the Wranglers to the Texas League playoffs and won the Texas League Player of the Year. That was with the Wichita Wranglers at that time, Double-A franchise of the Kansas City Royals. Yeah, you could spot Gordon when he came out of Nebraska. You could tell that guy was going to be a good one. Great, great, great career. 7:23 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A call for Democrats to stop being cowards and teach Republicans a lesson. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.